Here we go, turn it up now. You know it's about that time. Got lit times, good vibes for your drive. Release the stress, feeling your best. If you're ready to party, say yes. Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Carrie and Tommy are back and ready for a super summer full of fun. And the Snooze Super Summer Sale ends Sunday. Save up to 50% off mattresses, up to 40% off bed frames, and 25% off Snooze branded bedding and linen. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is for your Wednesday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You look great, Bickers. You look like a picture of summer.
Do you know what I thought?
What?
You know how you were a little worried?
What have I done wrong?
Just a little worried that perhaps your new little hire car you're driving might put off the ladies.
No. I said the big problem is that they are all over it.
So
and the windscreen wipers do not have a strong enough thing to get all the women throwing themselves at the bonnet of the car.
I saw you coming into the car park.
Did you know it was me?
I was like, oh, that's a bright little, cute little car. And then I was like, oh, my God, it's Tommy Jovian.
You know,
you've got nothing to worry about.
I saw one of the blokes who works here, and he was pulling out in his truck, and I waved at him. Did I tell you this?
No.
I waved at him and said, yeah, I said, you need to know this is a hire car. And he goes, man, I was about to say, and then roars off in his truck.
Yes, it was a real picture of summer. It was like this cute little, I can imagine you having like, you
I know, was ready for a hot
top 100
summer.
Tunes
put
on.
Like a little bandana on. Picking up my girlfriends and we are hitting the road. Hey, huge show, stay with us.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and today is Wednesday, but yesterday was Tada Tuesday.
Yes.
Today is Wear It Wednesday. Oh, we have to wear what we made yesterday.
Well, I still am because my fingers, you didn't tell me there was gloves.
I know.
And my hands ended up black.
Mission.
And then I had to go straight to do a stand-up gig and I had black hands.
So we had to leave our tie-dye for 6 to 8 hours.
Yeah.
We've got the reveal now. Why are they still wet? Aren't
We've
they
left
meant
it
to have,
for 24 hours.
Aren't they meant to have dried? Oh, no, they're
oh,
still
I'm not
wet.
I'm touching mine again.
Now it's going to make us our hands dirty again.
Oh.
Is there gloves?
Oh, gloves.
Oh, great. Amazing.
At
Carrie Tommy Show on the socials if you want to see these beautiful crafty creations.
No, I reckon it's better in audio.
Yeah.
That's
what we do best, visual content.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, you broke your glove. Oh,
my God.
Okay.
Gloves are so gross.
Here we go.
I just
the
think
big
of cavity searches.
Cavity searches, yeah. The big reveal of our tie dyes. I think yours is going to look better than you think.
Sorry. Hey, yours is good, Bickers.
Yeah, Bickers is actually...
Oh, that's good.
This looks good.
I can't even put a glove on.
That's pretty good, isn't it? Look at me.
Yeah.
Gary, that's great. I can't put my
bit of pink, bit of purple, green, nice swirl in the middle.
Yes, show me your grey T-shirt that you've made.
Warm wrapping.
Hey, it's not as black as I thought it was going to be.
Gray.
It's kind of purple now, isn't it?
Yeah, mate, it's grey.
Hang on. Oh, my gosh. I couldn't put the gloves on.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, at Carrie Tommy Show if you want to see a man struggling with gloves.
Did you?
Hey?
Yeah, you do a lot of arts and craft.
I'm an artist.
Oh, see, I told you it would look all right.
I haven't got it out yet.
Yeah, but I can see the white.
Oh, my gosh. Oi, have I made
this
a good
is good. I think you have.
Oh, no. It's annoying me so
this
much.
Is a really... Oh, my God, that's awesome.
It's actually pretty
that's
good.
It's actually really cool.
It looks like camo.
It's not even really tie-dye.
Did I win? I don't know how, but this guy somehow won.
That's awesome. Now, can you dry it and wear it? Would you wear that?
Oh, we've already given them away.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we can make a few tie-dye Tuesday every week.
Mate, I can't have black hands the whole time.
Hey, what's coming up today?
Thank you or no thank you, guys.
Coming up next, but 10 grand almost up for grabs with the time game.
Oh, and time game as well.
Stay with us.
Carrie and Tommy.
Taylor Swift's anti-hero for your Wednesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and for the first time this year...
Thank you.
No, thank you.
No.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Oh, that makes me so cross.
When there's something in your life that you really like, you say thank you.
Thank you.
But if there's something going on that can take a hike, you say no, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Carrie and Tommy's thank you or no thank you.
And... we've got beers to give away. If you've got something you want to say thank you or no thank you.
Oh, in that case, I've got heaps.
Hans.
Can we send some Hans to my cousin Fran, who I spent a lot of the summer holidays with, who hates this segment.
Hates this segment, yes.
Yeah.
Well, then No harm for Frank.
I was with her when I discovered one of my thank yous or no thank yous that I wanted to bring to you today.
What are you going to start with?
Soap.
Soap?
Soap.
Oh. So a bar of
bar
soap?
Bar of soap. So, no thank you every single time. Never a need for a bar of soap. Never a time where a bar of soap is not a good idea.
What about washing your hands?
No. No, just bars of soap.
Why don't you wash your hands?
No, I do with different soap, with like liquid soap, bars of soap.
I reckon you're a bit precious because I grew up in a household where I didn't find out until I was well and truly an adult and I left home and people had their own soap. And I'm like, what do you mean? We just all used to share.
That's what I mean. It's disgusting. Have you ever, ever picked up a bar of soap that does not have some form of hair on it?
My brother used to greet me, because I lived with him, he used to greet me in the morning if he'd use the shower before me. He'd put a hair in the shape of an S for his name, Scotty, on top of the soap. And then sometimes he would spell out his whole name in pubic hair.
So why would we think?
Soap.
Why would we think?
And then I'd just wash it off with a bit of water and go
grabbing
nuts.
A thing that had been rubbed on someone else's genitals and putting it on yours is to clean you is ever a good idea.
You know that's what life is essentially. Like everything's
not,
been
not
somewhere.
To clean you. No.
Everything's been somewhere. No. This has been credit carded. Right
no, I'm sorry.
Even, and I'm going to be fine with it.
Even in a family home, like I was in a toilet block, a public toilet block, and that was the only method.
Oh, but
method
you can't
of
be using a bar.
I didn't. I didn't. Just
not?
To point
it's
out.
The clean thing.
No, to wash my body with.
Why were you washing your body in a public toilet?
In a public shower.
What happened?
At caravan parks and stuff. That's what happens.
But then you're just using someone else's soap.
Exactly what I'm talking about.
No, but that's you were meant to take your own soap there. Like you're just used.
But then
this
why
is
that
like me saying,
theirs?
You know what I'm
going
to say? No, thank you. To. No, it's not communal. That's like me saying I want to say no, thank you to using your towel because you've used
so
it.
So then, so when they leave
that's
it there,
provided.
It's not
provided. No,
thought everybody shared the
oh,
same.
No. Oh my!
I didn't use it. I didn't use
it. Look me in the eye. You used it. What did you take in then?
I didn't. I didn't use soap.
Oh, gross.
And then when I went to my dad's house and he had a bar of soap and even I didn't want to use his bar of soap and that's my dad. I don't want bars of soap. Anyway, no thank you to bars of soap.
I just think you're being a bit precious. But should we go quickly? We've got Estelle here. G'day, Estelle.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yes, pretty good. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. All that.
Thank you. You too.
It's thank you, but that's okay.
Thank you.
Estelle, what do you want to say thank you or no thank you to?
I want to say a big no thank you to a chef or a chef's assistant. I'm not sure what exactly he was. I was walking in to go to a cafe for lunch on the weekend, and as I was walking in around the side, like around the back side, I saw him blow his nose into his apron.
Oh.
So a big no thank you.
It's funny how you said walking around the backside because that's where Carrie was using her soap, her communal soap.
Just to be clear, Estelle, are you saying thank you or thank you?
No, thank you.
I think I'm not sure. I think this is why the segment frustrates people. Hey, Jesse, you're up and about.
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean? Like you're still talking about the soap?
As in you're perched at the microphone ready to go. Like a man who needs to get something off his chest.
No thank you to gym class trainers who say, oh, only 10 seconds to go, and then they do like 20, 30, 40. You're doing it for another minute. Yes. No thank you.
I want
just
to tell
look
me
at
the
your
truth.
Clock.
Can I add a... What did you say?
Look at your clock.
That's not what I thought you said. My gosh. I thought that was such an aggressive thing to say to Jesse. Oh, well, just look at your... Sort it out. Deal with it.
131060. Thank you or no thank you.
I'm going to do all my clocks are hard to read jokes.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
The Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little coming up after 5 o'clock. A glock. We got almost $10,000 on the line, guys. But right now on 131060, give us a call if you want to play this.
Thank you. No, thank you.
No. Thank you. No, thank you.
That makes me so drunk. When there's something in your life that you really like, you say thank you.
Thank you. But if there's something going on that can take a hike,
thank you. Say no thank you.
No thank you.
No thank you.
Carrie and Tommy's thank you or no thank you.
13, 10, 60, are there things that you are into or not into that you want to either say thank you or no thank you to? And if you're new to our show, it's thank you with an F, not a TH.
Yes. And
important differentiation.
You've really divided the team because you wanted to say no thank you to a bar of soap. And we thought you meant all bars of soap. And then we found out you just used someone else's soap at a random
caravan park. No, I just think all bars of soap are gross. And they don't clean properly. I'm not into them.
What do you mean they don't clean?
Different between a regular bar of soap and a random one you found in public.
I know.
And also the one in my dad's shower I didn't want to use. It grossed me out.
But it's the clean thing.
No,
so just put some water on
the dirt. No, but it's got bits on it.
But also, if everyone's lathering and applying, that's fine. But I don't think a lot of people are. I think they're...
And then you see it dried out.
I'm using the bar and dropping it straight down the back of my crack.
Exactly.
And letting it go like a slip and slide.
And then leaving it back in the public toilet where I found it.
Yes, and then
for me to use.
G'day, Emma.
Hi, how's it going?
Yeah, pretty good. Do you want to say thank you or no thank you to something?
That would be a no thank you.
That was pretty clear, that one.
What happened?
Did I not just spell it out?
Yes. Anyway, what's it to, Emma?
I was coming home from work and I had just had a lot of money spent on my car, and then I was driving where there was roadwork and they're fixing up the road, and the car in front of me decided to throw two stones up at my car and break my windscreen.
Emma. I feel for you. It's just you've caught into the wrong segment.
Yeah, it's quite specific, and it took a bit to get to because...
Do we explain to Emma the problem?
I'm done.
Yeah.
Like as in...
But I do want Emma to be a long-time caller. Emma.
It was a long-time caller.
You said no thank you. The segment is no thank you with an F.
No thank you, whatever.
You were right.
You're going to give her some harm, Jessie? Or you're going to hold on to those beers? Okay, g'day, Donna.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Donna, what have you got for us?
Well, you know, this is more like a thank you.
Oh.
Maybe not I was at my daughter's 30th birthday party 2 weeks ago, and I'm, you know, she's 30, you can only imagine how old I am. Anyway, one of my 48. Son-in-law's friends came up to me and kind of propositioned me.
Oh.
And I was like, hang on.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, Donna,
said a thank you with two THs, but her story's so good I'm going to let it go.
And also, Donna, you must be an absolute minx. How'd you go? Did you teach him a thing or two?
I don't think that he's, you know, used to women of my age and my, you know, my humour and intellect.
What does he have? These young, dumb women.
I asked him if he could come around and mow my lawn for me, though.
So you are of the generation where that wasn't done as much.
So that meant more to me than anything, having a lawn mower.
Hang on, do you mean your
actual lawns? I don't know if we're talking
lawns?
Like euphemisms or...
No,
just,
I thought we were...
I think Donna actually just wants her lawn mowed.
Is it the lawn? Is it the lawn or the bush, Donna?
No, to cut the grass, basically. So,
I still think Donna.
Harm for Donna. How good.
Donna and her young lover or lawnmower.
Or gardener. Either way, he's sweaty and she's had something done.
Lou, talk to us.
Yeah, so my big no thank you is to the sheep running in the yards in the race where, you know, they go up and you've got to weigh them and whatnot, and they're jumping and hit you in the head, so headbutt you.
Why are you at the end of the race getting hit in the head?
No, well, I'm at the race weighing them and making sure that, you know, everything's okay.
And some get cantankerous.
And I've had to lean over to turn them around, and they're very, very, you know, helpful, and they jump up, and next thing, whack, they hit you in the head and they just keep running. And no, I won't say the word, is given.
Yeah. And the sheep just
leaves. TH, no
Yes. It's ironic that she's talking about sheep but not following our lead and playing the segment correctly.
Does Lou get Han even though she said thank you, not thank you?
Not if you're not saying thank you.
Yeah, I know.
It's not just, good.
No, but we're
it's
not going to give really... away any Han.
Should we go to Heidi? Right. Let's go to Heidi and see how we go. G'day, Heidi.
Yes, hi.
Hi. Alexa, that was more formal than I was expecting from you. Hi, D.
Hi, D.
Oh.
Hi, dear.
Oh, my God.
How dare you, Gary?
Yeah. Already some hard
fighting. Yeah, I'm scared to ask.
Heidi, what do you want to say?
What do I want to say?
See you, Heidi.
Gary and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Wednesday afternoon. It's Gary Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because we need to talk vaping because you are doing it too much.
I think I'm the only person in this team not, except for, pregnant Belle, other than pregnant Belle that's not vaping.
Jesse, would you like to launch any defence on your own behalf?
Just defamation from Bickers over there.
Do you not vape?
Never, mate.
Never?
Never.
I think I've seen you vape.
Bickers, come on, man.
Jesse looked like a chimney when we were in New Zealand. Two times they sent fire engines out to him.
You were with me every time.
Yes, I was. Executive producer Sonda, the boss hog of the show, both you and I have been saying we need to stop
vaping. Because it's not good for you, is it?
No, and don't do it.
Why? What does it do that's not good for you?
I don't know, but I don't do research about anything, as if I'm going to look that up.
But you're not just joking, Bill.
Oh my god, you just started vaping. What are you doing?
You can't say just joking if you do the thing.
I know, I did it for comedy, but it's not funny
when she's not pregnant.
Oh my.
Yeah, there's a lot that's not funny. Not funny in the studio. It's disrespectful to everyone, and I'm really sorry. Was it
you
funny
guys are
though,
cool.
Jesse?
I would never do
it. I am cool.
Not I would never dinner. Do that around Belle.
Sure, you chat. Wait, no, that's unfun. Sorry.
So
here's the thing.
What's the difference? I still get a bit confused what the difference between vape. I mean, I know it's different to smoking, but what does it not have?
Oh, you're trying to work out whether you can get Chiba
I'm trying to work out how bad it is for you.
I don't know.
Everybody keeps saying terrible.
They wouldn't have the same longitudinal studies that you have for cigarettes because of the space of time. But they're highly addictive. They're flavoured. They've got nicotine in them.
But everything
people can do them wherever they want. So you wouldn't.
Yeah, so that's why all the teenagers.
Correct.
They're saying,
of course,
they're worried about them doing it because in
and it's
years
just
to come,
really all of it is really really bad for
so
you.
So why haven't you stopped?
Because I'm addicted.
I'm trying to stop as well, and I have a moment that I think, yeah, I am. Yeah, I didn't bring mine in.
Well, but you guys all just share each other's.
Yeah, I was hoping to use Son's a bit later. But I had a moment which I think I should be a bit ashamed of. So at the moment we have a 15-year-old boy staying with us in our house.
That's weird. I feel like you need more context for that.
Nah, let's just leave it at that. We found him. No, he's Johnny's nephew.
Okay, sure.
My
you
nephew.
Should have led with that.
Yeah, sorry. 15-year-old boy. And I said, the first time I said to him, I said, hey, man, don't ever take up vaping, but I'm going to.
Oh my God! You're like, I didn't vape.
No, not
don't
around.
Don't vape,
him.
But just
no,
other than passively
running
outside.
In
I just wanted to say no. I walked outside to vape. I just wanted to tell him that that's what I was doing, so he just didn't see me.
Okay.
Vaping.
Okay.
Anyway, then I said to him today, the house. I went, oh, I'm not taking my vaping because I'm going to give up vaping. And he looks down and there was a bowl and he goes, Tommy, these are all vapes. And I said, yeah, I know. And he said, why don't you just throw them all out? And I looked him in the eyes and I said, you know what? That is a great idea. And I picked them all up and I threw them all in the bin.
He
told me, he goes, I'm proud of you. And then patted me on the arm.
Oh, and
said,
then did you go back in and get them all when you turned the corner?
No, I didn't. But what I didn't tell him was they were all my empty vapes.
No, that's a good example. You set a good example. He doesn't need to know they're empty.
I've rooted through a bin for stuff.
Okay.
Not for an empty vape.
You've rooted in a bin for stuff.
Gary and Tommy.
It's Wednesday afternoon. It's Gary Bickmore and Tommy Little. And if you're just joining us, are we saying we're rooting around in bins?
We've got tales of rooting around in bins.
Because we talked about the desperation of trying to give up vaping. And then we said during that.
We, being you and Sonda.
Well, then
me.
When we got off here, we said before we have removed a vape from a bin that we'd put in it. And then
It's just such a low.
No, at least it's not something gross that you'd put in your mouth. So.
No. Well, speaking of something gross you'd put in your mouth.
If we're talking about things we've had in our mouths.
Okay.
Do you know what I once rooted around in a bin for? So I went through this period where I wore Invisalign. Remember when I used to pop it out and my saliva just.
Used to, before we our mics would go live, you'd go, hang on, just give us a second. And then you'd place it on a tissue. Long saliva.
But hey, look at my teeth now.
Everyone's like, wow, working with Carrie, it must be so glamorous. Yeah, it is. Oh, are we about to go back on air?
It's a testament to how hot you are that you still look good. Because
I did not look good when I was taking it. I would love you to call up, but no one can look good taking out Invisalign.
My housemate
used to. You can be the hottest woman in the world. You cannot look good taking out Invisalign.
Luke used to go on dates and take his Invisalign. He was so paranoid about not wearing his Invisalign that he wanted to wear it between drinks. So he'd go on dates and he'd do what you did.
Stop
he'd take
it.
A tissue
in
and
between.
He'd go, kunk. He's like, oh, should we? I'll have a beer. Kunk.
Obviously, they went well.
And then
kunk, pop it back in.
Okay. Well, the links
I went to.
You'd
walk to the bathroom each time and rinse it. So it'd be like, clunk.
See, I just put in the one that had the old saliva. Anyway.
And sometimes you would eat and forget to take them out, and then you'd take them out. Stop. And so you'd just get this little teeth tray full of Bickies just sitting on the desk.
And then you're like, oh, I've got to go to the project.
I actually only want half of that slice. I'll just chop a bit off with my teeth.
Anyway, one day at dinner, I'd done a Luke and I'd taken them out and put them on the napkin, right? Mm. But the dinner had ended. We were at a Vietnamese restaurant and they just gathered up all the napkins and everything and went and chucked them in the bin. And I got in the car and I was like, oh, my Invisalign. So I went back to the restaurant and had to explain to the staff that there was something in the bin that I needed, and they took me back around to the back of their kitchen and I had to get on all fours and rifle through everybody's napkins to find my Invisalign.
How did you get them? Straight back in.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is for your Wednesday afternoon. The Snooze Super Summer Sale is now on, guys.
Yep, 50% off mattresses. You can save up to 40% off bed frames, 25% off Snooze branded bedding and linen. Start the year off with a fresh bed. Oh, yes. Then you can have a good year of good sleep.
Did you ever rock satin sheets, Bickers?
No, but I've slept in satin sheets and they're nice and silky.
They are silky.
Yes.
A tip for people out there, if you go
satin
sheets, I recommend not going a satin pillow case as well.
Why?
Because it's zhunked out from under me.
Aren't they meant to be good for your creases on your face?
That didn't work for me. I've got a very creasy face.
But you don't use them anymore, do you? Maybe that's what you need.
I'll go into
stop your
snooze.
Botox and you start getting your satin sheets.
I will never stop my Botox.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh my god, yes. Oh my god.
The Time Game Jackpots Weekly.
Oh mate, you make our dreams come true.
All you need to do is say stop.
Stop.
When exactly 5 seconds is up. This week, the jackpot is up to
$9,600, suckers.
Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
Nearly $10,000. The little game that could, because 5 seconds.
I predict it's going to get to 20. Grand.
I don't think that's how you keep people listening. I think what you're meant to say is
it's going to go off today.
Yeah, I reckon there's a chance it might go off today. So don't miss that. We're doing it next.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Ed Sheeran, Celestial for your Wednesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and we're doing this.
Time, go by, banana, banana, go by, be by, more mine. Time game.
Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
Carrie, Bobberry, 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 Bobberry. Do you remember it?
Yes. No, I mean, I could never do it.
We don't need to add that to the list of words
things
you can't say this week.
$9,600 up for grabs. Who have we got first?
G'day, Joe.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, we're so excited. You are the first Time Game contestant of the year. Are you pumped up?
I am. I'm ready.
Okay, great. Now, you know what you're going to do. Jesse's going to say start. You say stop when exactly 5 seconds is up, and if you get it bang on, the money's yours. You ready?
I'm ready.
Start.
Stop.
Joe, are you often late to things, Joe?
Always late. Got 7 kids.
You've got 7.
Wow, just give her the money.
You can out of your pocket.
Nah, she's got to play the game.
Yeah,
you know the rules.
Of course. Then you'd have to give everyone money, wouldn't you?
7 kids, Joe. How do you even get out the door?
Well, practice.
Okay.
Do you run a tight ship?
Given up on that. More free range.
Well, Joe, we hope you win, but of course it's not us up to us. It's up to the furry little friend over there. How did Joe go?
6.63.
Ooh. Almost the number of children she's got.
That's true.
Eric, are you ready to play? Eric?
What's up?
Eric? What up? Give him one, Gary.
I think you did just fine. No, do you want one from me, Eric, or
no,
was that
I
good enough?
No, one from Kerry, for sure.
Okay. Yeah. What's up?
Oh, gnarly, bro.
Just to be clear,
can
I, just because wanted to ask from the beginning.
Yeah, what?
Is it what's up?
Okay.
Or is it just what's up?
Eric, are you ready to win some cash?
I need to know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, he's just not how I thought he would sound.
Eric, you are a different man. You just handed the phone over to someone else.
I'm just really good value.
You are.
What accent is that, Eric?
I don't know anymore.
Oh, no. Hang on, he's tricked us. Why sneaky? Are you not from England?
Oh, definitely not, no.
But you sounded English.
You sounded so English, bro.
This whole thing's...
I can put it on if you want.
Yeah. I prefer English, Eric.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really now?
No, I don't actually.
Really. Eric, I love you, but we've got to play. Are you ready to go?
Absolutely. Let's go.
Start.
Stop.
Oh, Eric.
You have blown the load quickly on that one, I reckon. The load of cash, obviously, is what I'm talking about.
Sorry,
Eric.
Oh, sorry,
go.
I have to tell him how terribly.
3.78.
So much for being.
Sorry, we kicked him out of Moondor. I forgot. I was going to say, should we give him some
rules?
Should we give him some harm? But you can't do a dead man that you've kicked out of Moondor. Beer's no good.
Matt.
How are you, Kevin, Tommy?
Good, thanks, Matt.
Yeah, how are you, Matty boy?
I'm ready to rip that band-aid off and win that money.
Good man, great. Matt. Let's get stuck in.
Start.
Stop.
Oh.
So quick today.
Oh, that felt
good to you?
Now, I don't
too
know.
Quick for me.
I don't know if this is a technical term, but because that felt good in my waters.
Loins?
Well, it felt good to me.
Yeah, Matty, how did it feel in your waters? Pretty good?
I felt bloody good.
Yeah, it felt good to me too. How did it go?
4.82.
Oh.
Yeah, there he goes. Now the moon door.
Should we go to Orange? Oh, sorry, Lisa. Well, she's from Orange.
You're from Orange, Lisa?
Sure am.
Yeah. What is Orange called Orange because it was an orange farming place?
No, not at all.
Oh, why is it called Orange?
Don't know.
But isn't there a history of orange farming in Orange?
Go back to the well.
I know. Why?
Hey? But I thought there was.
Google it. Let's don't waste Lisa's time.
Is it?
Oh, now we're getting
an
etymology.
Now we're getting etymology. The colour orange was named after the citrus fruit, evolved from the Spanish word naranja, meaning orange tree. The Spanish word came from Sanskrit word. What
because
has that
sometimes
got to do with anything?
I don't think this is good as helpful
orange
information.
Orange was most likely named by Mayor Thomas Mitchell as a tribute to Prince William of Orange, with whom he'd been associated during the Peninsula War.
Okay, everybody's turned off. When we start talking about the Peninsula Wars in Spain, we got taught this in radio school. It's a big switch off for people. Lisa, are you still there?
Yes.
No, barely.
If it wasn't for the nearly 10K, you wouldn't be. Line.
Okay, Lisa, you ready to go?
Yep.
Start.
Stop.
Lisa, what happened?
She really wanted out of the conversation.
Yeah, what happened, Lisa? Did you panic?
No.
Okay, so you felt like that went well?
Yep.
That was shocking, Lisa.
Come on, ferret boy, what did you get?
3.47.
Okay. Can we just end on a good one? Brooke.
Why don't you let him kick people out the moon?
Because I'm done with all of it. Brooke.
Hello, how are you going?
Help us, Brooke. Are you ready to play the time game?
Can I just do a shout out real quick?
Yep. Yeah.
To Romani.
Well done, Brooke.
Do you want to know something funny, Brooke? The other day, my friend Romani was over at my dad's house with me, and my dad's known her for a good 20 years, and he called her Dramana. So I think we need to do a shout out to Dramana.
Oh, well, shout out to your dad and to Dramana and Tomato and Patata.
Hey, Brooke, I hope you win, Brooke. Are you ready to go?
Oh, and Tommy, I'm going to win because I'm spelling my name without the E today, so it's only 5 letters.
Ooh, good. And it's lucky you took the E off and not one of the O's out because then you'd be broke.
Broke.
Not after this. It?
Not after this. Okay.
Not after this.
You ready?
Yes.
Start.
Oh, too short.
No, 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 Brooke. I think it's pretty good.
Oh, my God. Our little, the first one back for the week.
Our little ferret friend over there has kicked his ball to the back of the studio.
Oh, he's so happy.
What?
Oh, my God.
Whatever it is, Brooke, even if you haven't got it at this stage, it's bloody close.
$9,600 on the line, Brooke.
Brooke, what would you spend the money on?
Oh, well, we're on our way to the tennis at the moment, and I just said to my kids, oh, we'll get put it towards tickets to Canada for a white Christmas this year. And they all said to me, no, Mum, you should save your money. And I'm like, okay, I'll go by myself
what
then.
What kids have you raised? What kid says no to a white Christmas?
I know.
Can you stop pressing your buttons, Brooke, or I'm not going to give you the cash?
I'll just send them the photos.
Brooke, let's find out if you've got $9,600 coming your way.
Come on. Come on. 5.55.
Oh, Jesse, why did you get so excited?
We had a lot of threes today.
Kick her out the door. See you, Brooke.
For your Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Coming up very soon, guys, we've got a brand new segment.
Yes, where we chat to people that have fascinating jobs and we get to ask all the questions we've wanted to ask.
The one we've got today is around the topic of death, which brings me to a story I want to tell you from Chichester. Is that how you'd say it?
Chichester.
Chichester in West Sussex.
In the UK.
Chichester.
In the UK. Chichester.
Chichester. Get it off you. Chichester.
Chichester. Anyway, a place in West Sussex.
Are you looking around like we know?
The Spice Cottage is a restaurant in Chichester.
Would you ever go to a place called the Spice Cottage? Does it sound yum?
It's an Indian place.
Then I'd go.
No, because it's spice. I'm just giving you context.
Sorry, then I definitely
cottage
go.
Cottage is a weird name for a restaurant. Cottage. Yeah. Anyway.
And if anyone says cottage cheese to me, cottage, I'm like, nah, thanks. Sounds like.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, they put out a new clip to promote their new menu because they've got a new mood for 2023.
What are they going with? Still Indian?
Okay.
With cottage cheese.
But are they? Yeah, that's in quite a lot, isn't it? Isn't that like a palak paneer?
Using yogurt?
No, the like cheese cubes they have in the curries?
Yeah.
Aren't they? What? Isn't that cottage cheese? You know, Indian, cube. You know how often you can get the cheese curries?
No. I've never had a cheese curry.
I think it's called a palak paneer.
Oh, and it's called Chichester. Is that right? Chichester. I'm just feeling.
How's your cheese curry coming over there?
Yeah. Paneer curry. Indian cottage cheese curry. Thank you.
Great.
Oh. The rest of you are
I don't know if that's on their menu or not. Anyway, here's where the scandal happens.
Let's look at their new menu.
So here's where the scandal happens.
Yes.
In the video, there's a whole lot of diners happily having their dinner. Waiters are walking around in the background.
Okay.
But then they put on their Facebook page. And one lady, obviously, they've said, join us for the perfect blend of exquisite flavors, classical and unique dishes inspired by ancient family recipes.
Right.
And one woman commented underneath, how is this old footage, Christian?
How old is this footage?
How old is this footage? Yes. My late husband and his son are on the first shot and he died in 2014.
Oh, no.
So then everyone's like, oh, it must be old footage. And they said, the restaurant replied, sorry to hear this, Lucy. This footage was recorded last week.
Oh, no.
So then Lucy was adamant. She said, no, the moment I saw the video, I'm like, oh, my God, that's Harry. I didn't even have to think. It was so instant. He'd be eating a chicken korma for sure because that's all he ever ate. And then she said, I had to replay it about 30 times. Each time I was sure and sure, but Harry died in 2014. There's absolutely no doubt about it.
But wouldn't she know? So say her son's 14, right? Wouldn't her son have then in the footage only looked 5?
If it was old footage.
Do you get what I mean?
Yes. No, because like, it's very
she'd
recent.
She'd be like, my 5-year-old
her
looks
husband
massive.
And son's still alive.
Oh, she thought the son had died as well.
No, I think the husband, she thought the husband had died, but I think the husband's alive and he's hanging out with the son.
Oh.
Is that what's happening
here? They've gone for family dinner without her.
For family dinner without meanwhile, she's still grieving.
Mum still thinks I'm dead.
Is it only his son? It's only his son. Sorry, not hers. Jeez. Tell you what, the Spice Cottage has got a bit going on, hasn't it?
She said he'd been ill in hospital for the last few months before he died. They were going to do a liver transplant and they didn't. He was skinny as, you know, and then he died.
He was skinny as, you know.
She said, oh, no, he was skinny as anything. I added in the skinny as.
Yeah, I didn't think she meant he was skinny as, you know.
Anyway, it's so sad for this lady.
But it's a great advertising campaign for the Spice Cottage.
Well, lots
of people
have
a curry and maybe find your dead husband.
Well, a lot of people have written underneath and someone said, you know, curry so good this lady's husband came back to life for it.
That's good.
Then someone else said maybe he was Vindaloo all the time.
As in the loo.
Yeah. And then someone else said, I was there on this day and the flat.
Oh, no. I'm so scared of what you're going to say. Do we need to go?
No, I was there on this day and the flatbread that I ordered arrived after our main course. It was my late naan.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your Wednesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, Bickers, it's a new year, so it's time for a brand new segment. I want to know.
The big question is,
I've always wondered,
would you like to know?
I want
to
know.
Carrie, Tommy, I've been wondering and they would like to ask, please, to tell me.
Want
to
know.
Like to know.
Want
to
know.
Some of your secrets, that's what I want to know.
Carrie and Tommy's.
That's what I want to know.
This is where we chat to people with fascinating jobs, Bickers.
Absolutely. We've got a list here, but at the very top of the list, I think you're more fascinated with this than I, and I say that with the man in the room, but I'm a bit scared of this area.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'm going to introduce our guest, and then I might get our guest to say what they do.
Sure.
Our guest, please welcome to the show, Peter Berry. G'day, Pete.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Pete.
Glad to meet you.
Would you mind telling all the people of Australia, what do you do?
Well, my official title is a forensic technical officer.
Yes.
Basically, I'm a technician that does autopsies for pathology.
You work in a morgue?
In the American term, yes.
Oh, is that not an Australian term?
No. We run on the name of mortuary.
Wow.
Morgue is very American.
Okay. But it's also easier to say for me than mortuary.
Yeah. It sounds more more funky.
How many years since you saw your first dead body?
I think the first time was maybe 88.
So give us a rough estimate of how many dead bodies you've seen.
We average around 6,000 a year. So most of those, except when you're not on shift, you see.
Am I right, not all bodies have an autopsy?
No, that's right.
It's only when there's a call for one.
Exactly.
Okay. I always love stories. They usually come from India or China is the stories that we usually cover on the show, where someone, often a man, has accidentally with an object inside his body.
I thought you meant coming back to...
No. Has ended up with something inside his body and can't remove that thing.
These things happen.
Yes. What's the strangest thing you've found inside someone?
Well, some people go a bit too far with certain liking activities. I'm trying to think, be polite about it.
Yeah. They shove stuff
they
up their bum.
They stick things where they shouldn't go.
Yeah. And
you're trying to be careful with your words. Yeah.
What's the greatest myth about a dead body that people assume that's just not true?
That they might moan or make some sort of noise or sit up.
Well, that was actually the question I most wanted to ask is, has anyone come back to life?
No.
Okay.
No. You hear these things, especially in poorer countries and so forth, but they're not as thorough. That can happen if they're in a coma or some sort of unconscious state.
Yeah.
We don't.
Is it just a job? Like, as in, you know, for a lot of people, they have, you know, the radio on in the background or their, you know, tunes pumping while they work.
Yeah.
Is it just like that for
exactly
you?
Exactly right.
Yeah. Yep. What do you listen to?
You guys.
Great answer. It was a test, Pete, and then you passed. Well done.
That was a great show.
What's the longest, like the oldest body, meaning how long it's been dead for, that you've worked on?
I'm not sure in years, but we've had plenty of full skeletons.
Wow. Is there anything you can do with that?
Well, we can do DNA testing to find out exactly who it was.
Right. Because in the movies,
they
make you think that if you take their teeth out of the skeleton, there's no way you could find out who it is. Is that true?
No, not at all.
Okay. Stop removing the teeth. What you do is a great job. Like you are genuinely helping the community so much through yeah. getting answers out of these things. Yeah. But my biggest fear, if I did your job, I couldn't help but think everyone that came through the door, I'd go, in my head, I'd go, please don't know them. Please don't know them.
Yes.
Have you ever had someone rock up that you know?
I have. I did once have a previous boss from a long, long time ago. But
do you like him? Did you like him?
He was a nice guy.
Okay.
Did you know he had passed away?
No. I hadn't been in touch with him maybe a good 15 years. So I didn't even recognise the person at first. Didn't look anything like what I had seen before. And it wasn't until he was formally ID'd that the name triggered a bell.
Is my fear your fear? Is that what you – do? When I said that about please don't know this person, please don't know this person, is that a fear of yours?
Yeah, yeah. We all have that cover at work where if someone in your family has died and needs to come to work, you're the first person told and asked to stay home. We don't come into work while that family member or close friend is even within the building.
Hey, Pete, you know what you can't get away with?
Which ones?
You can't get away with getting a day off work and saying, oh, my grandma died or whatever. Because they're like, nah, she's not here. No. You're lying to us,
Pete. That's right. Yeah.
Pete, we have so much more to chat to you about. Would you mind sticking around?
For sure.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I want to know.
The big question is,
I've always wondered,
would you like to know?
I want to know.
Carrie, Tommy, I've been wondering and they would like to ask, please, to tell me.
Want
to
know.
Like to know.
Want
to
know.
Some of your secrets. That's what I want to know.
Carrie and Tommy's.
That's what I want to know.
So this is the brand new segment we're doing for 2023 where we speak to people with fascinating stories, whether it's a job or an experience or something like that. And today we've got Peter Berry, who's a morgue worker. And Pete, when people think of like dead bodies and mortuaries late at night, they often think of like spooky stuff. Have you ever seen anything that has made you go, oh yeah, go surreal?
You hear things sometimes late at night, but most of the time with us, it's building problems. So a door won't shut properly.
You would be so scared.
I would be terrified.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you don't believe. What do you think happens once a body dies?
Well, I was brought up as a Catholic kid and everything, and I'm hoping there's a heaven. But even if there's not, you don't go into suffering of any sort. I don't think. I wouldn't think so.
Hmm.
So.
Pete, you mentioned your family, and I don't want to pry into your into your family life, but I am interested. Often, when you go out on a date or you meet people, even friends, one of the first questions is, "What do you do for a job?" Yep. Do you ever think, "Oh, I'll say something else," or do you always just say, "I work at a mortuary"?
No, I pretty much say that straight away. But like with you guys, I don't blurt it and say, you know, what I did today kind of thing.
Yeah.
Certainly bring the mood down.
Yeah.
Well, I imagine it would get exhausting, though, because people like Carrie and I and Jesse just want to ask you so many questions.
That's okay.
That I imagine if you went to a party and met five different people, you would get asked the same questions over and over again.
Pretty much. Most of the time it's more if someone famous has died.
Tease the question. Have you worked on someone famous?
Yes, a few.
Are you allowed to tell us or no?
I can't really.
Sure.
What's the most common question people ask you when you?
Oh, did you get such and such in today? And did you,
Yeah.
As soon as someone famous dies, do your friends call you and stuff?
Well, they might text me.
It's weird, isn't it?
But I can't.
It's a busy day for Pete.
Should we discuss the elephant in the room, the delightful elephant that is your last name? Peter Berry.
Yes, that's right.
Berry is in B-U-R-Y, not berry is in the fruit.
As in berry the body.
I often have people say Bury, which I don't care, but I always say no, Berry like bury someone.
One of our producers wants to know, can you describe the smell of a dead body?
Yeah, for sure. I've just come out of the shower now because I had some very bad smelling patients this morning.
When I worked at Boost Juice, I smelled like fruit.
Did you?
Do you end up smelling like dead body?
Yes, literally.
When you say a particularly bad smelling, can they vary in the smells?
Yes, very much.
Based on how long they've been dead?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. So a normal person in a clean environment that has just died, there's really no smell.
Right.
Sometimes it's a perfume you might smell on a woman or someone or anyone. But the longer it goes, especially this time of year, the weather, the more heat builds up. The body process in slow decomposition, and that brings smell.
If you didn't do this for a job, what would you do?
I'd probably still be in either veterinary medicine or I work in photography, so I have a small business in motorsport.
What are we talking? What's your passion? Bikes? Cars?
Cars.
Cars. What type of cars? V8?
Supercars. So I'm one of the several, well, there's quite a few of us, but seasonal supercars media photographers.
Oh, cool. Wow. What a different speed, so, literally, from like.
And that's my way of getting away from the other work.
Hey, do dead people's eyes close?
Not always.
Do you close them?
We like to keep them closed if we can.
Yeah.
Can you just keep them closed? So you just pull them down and then they...
Because, you know, that's what they do in the movies, right? You go over and go, and then they're down.
Do they?
Yeah, yeah.
If they've recently died, yes. If they've been gone for a day or two, yes. But it's that in between where rigor mortis is still very rigor.
What is rigor mortis?
So it's the stiffening of your muscles once you've died. It just fixes your body in that position and just makes it harder to move arms, legs, and
so
bend.
So fixes the body in the position that
they died in, yes.
I heard when you die, you immediately, a lot of your muscles relax.
Yep.
And so often people then shit themselves.
Yes.
Straight away. So does everyone that comes
through? Not everyone does, but a lot of people do. Mm. So you find that more often in someone that may have had issues or not gone to the toilet for a while. They could have had constipation or...
This is why it's important to stay regular.
Very regular.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Keep your job cleaner.
Or they come in and, the body just gives way and muscles relax.
Pete, this is fascinating. Thank you so much for joining us.
No worries.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the podcast's over, Carrie and Tommy can go home and have a big old snooze. The Snooze Super Summer Sale ends Sunday. Save up to 50% off mattresses, up to 40% off bed frames, and 25% off Snooze branded bedding and linen. It's amazing what a little snooze can do.